Dr. Proctor's Farquharder, Can Dr. Proctor Save Christmas? Written by Joe Nesbo and read by Stanley McGay.
Yippee! Nilly screamed. He screamed because he was standing in a sleigh behind six reindeer. They had just emerged from a cloud and were once again flying under a starry sky, high, high above the Oslo Fjord. He saw the lights from all the houses twinkling below, the streets that looked like little snakes of light in the white winter landscape. This was the most fun Nilly had had since the first time he'd tried Dr. Proctor's fart powder. He could steer the reindeer. When he pulled on the left rein, they turned left. Right rein, right. When he lowered the reins, they immediately flew higher. But most exciting of all was lifting the reins over his head, because then they went into a steep dive, careening towards the ground below, picking up speed, making his stomach drop, and the air hit his face so he had tears in his eyes. But right now, he was aiming at the moon and climbing up higher and higher.
"Watch out, don't go any higher, Nilly,"
Stanislav's voice spoke from the earpiece in Nilly's left ear.
"Just a little," Nilly said into the tiny pink little microphone attached to his headset.
"No, no, you're almost at the same height they use for the midnight flight from Paris to Oslo and..."
"I can see it," Nilly yelled.
Because way out over the fjord, he saw the flashing lights from an approaching airplane. It was heading right for him, and it was coming in fast. Nilly put on Dr. Proctor's motorcycle goggles.
"Nilly!"
Stanislav warned.
"Yippee!"
Nilly screamed. The plane passed over them with a roar, and the sudden gust of wind that followed it sent the sleigh, Nilly, and the reindeer swirling and tumbling around and around as they careened towards the ground.
"Now, how's he doing?"
Dr. Proctor asked, screwing the cover plate onto the last robot.
"He's really not that bad at flying," said Stanislav,
who was sitting at the control panel towards the back of the Christmas workshop.
"But he's really not that good at doing what he's told."
"Now, that sounds like the test pilot I know,"
Dr. Proctor sighed and hit the button on the robot. A red light blinked on its head, and a metallic voice chimed from the speaker where its mouth would have been.
"Out of paper, out of paper."
"Oh, I forgot about that. I don't have any more wrapping paper,"
Stanislav said.
I got a little too short on funds to buy any more."
"I can bring some from home," Lisa said. "My mum has a cupboard full of gently used, neatly ironed Christmas wrapping paper."